This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about God's impeccable timing. So we're continuing our series about God's gifts, and one of His most precious gifts is His impeccable timing. I recall when I first learned that there were 400 years between the last words uttered in the Old Testament and the first words spoken in the New Testament. In those 400 years, one might think that time was just randomly passing by. But Paul teaches us in Galatians 4 that when the right time came, God sent His Son. It is similar to how a pregnant woman delivers her child just at that precise moment her child is due to enter the world. So in the same way, God chose that precise time when the world was prepared to receive His Son. God couldn't just send His Son at any time, because He's always thinking ahead. So for example, by the time Jesus was born, there was a common language in place. Everyone spoke Greek, so the good news could be spread. If God wanted the good news spread throughout, a network of roads was needed as well. Therefore, by the time Christ came, you guessed it, a network of roads was in place. So today, if you find yourself fretting about God's timing, be comforted. God is always at work, thinking ahead, even when it appears time is just passing by. So His timing is impeccable, and it allows things like when one door closes, another one opens. The funds hit the bank account just at the right time. The house sells just at the right time. All you have to do is practice these words. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't fret. Be still and know that He is God.